last thing we were talking about was, I asked you about the kind of beans that you pop, and you said that you call them
snap beans.
But you said you had heard another name, right? You'd heard green beans?
Yeah.
But you would probably call them
snap beans,
right? Okay, what do you call the kind of beans that come, that you have to shell them? You know, the kind that, there's some that you cook and they're flat, kind of yellowy looking?
Peas.
Okay, peas, of course.
Black-eyed peas.
And then a type of bean that,
A lima bean.
Lima beans, sure. Do you call lima beans the same thing as butter beans?
Mm-hmm.
You call them both the same thing? Okay. Now, when you take the turnips and cut the tops off of them and cook them, you call them?
Cooked turnips.
Okay, and what do you call the tops? The green part that comes off the top? Oh, sure you do. The green leafy stuff that you cut off and eat,
off of a turnip?
Yeah. Of course, you buy it already cut off at the store. Well, let me ask you this. Do you call it turnip greens or just greens?
Oh! I didn't know greens grew on top of turnips.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they did. That's right, because in the store they're already cut off.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen them before.
I've been talking to people in the country and they've seen them all growing, and so they all know. Yeah. So do you usually say greens or turnip greens?
Turnip greens. I knew it was turnip greens, but I never knew they grew on top of turnips.
Well, I wouldn't have known that either, because you never see them that way in the store. I just found that out from talking to people who live in the country, you know, who have those little gardens. They just grow, and they showed me some, they just grow out the top of the turnip, just like, you know, all this green stuff, and then there's, you know, just around, and you can pull it up, and of course the turnip's under the ground, and that's the part that grows above the ground. I didn't know that either. We don't ever show that in the grocery store. That's the thing about us, all we know is what we see in the grocery store, so, you don't know. If you were sending somebody to the store to buy you some lettuce, you tell them to buy you two
heads of lettuce.
You know what you call the outside of an ear of corn? That green part?
Shucks.
Yeah. When you're talking about the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call it, or when you're going to eat it off the cob.
Whole kind of corn.
Okay. And do you call, and when, if you're going to eat the whole thing, you say you're going to have
corn on the cob.
Right. You're good, corn on the cob. Do you know what you call the thing that grows out the top of a corn stalk? I tell you what, it's got the same name as the thing that comes down.
Ear.
Okay, an ear. Alright, then there's some sort of silky stuff that comes off of the ear. You know what it's called? Okay. What do you call, it's got the same name as this. What do you call you know how those graduation caps look? And then they got something that hangs down.
Tassel.
Yeah. Okay, that's what they call it. The same thing, that thing that grows out the top of a corn stalk, and it really kind of hangs down like a tassel, and so they call it that. Now, sometimes when you take the shucks off of the corn, then there's some stringy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
String.
String? Have you ever heard anybody call it silk? Corn silk? What do you call the things that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Now, a kind of vegetable that's yellow and it's got a crooked neck on it.
Squash.
Do you know any types of squash? Okay. What types of melons? Just name some melons.
Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon.
That's pretty good. You know, is a honeydew melon and cantaloupe the same thing, or are they different?
Honeydew melon is sweet, but it's white in color.
Oh, it is. The meat of it is
white. The meat of it is white.